Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is very good to be with you here today at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Dodge City. My name is Father Ben Sawyer, and I am a priest of Wichita, Kansas. Currently, I am the chaplain and religion teacher at Bishop Carroll High School. I've been ordained a priest for 3 years, and I love it. And I am here today. It's kind of peculiar why I'm here today. I'm here today to speak to you about the missionary activity in the Diocese of Gallup, New Mexico. I'll tell you a little bit why I'm here for that reason here in just a minute. Friends, today in the Gospel of John, we listen to the conclusion of Jesus' Eucharistic discourse. This is where Jesus hands on to us his central teaching on the Eucharist. He reveals to us what this bread from heaven is, that it is his very flesh, that when we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, whenever a priest stands at this altar and celebrates Holy Mass, that it is Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, that we receive. Jesus comes from heaven to this very altar at every single Mass in every single Catholic church throughout the world. And throughout the history of the church, we as Catholics have striven to bring the Eucharist, which is the greatest treasure of our faith, to bring this to as many people as possible. And we have done this through the missions, right? Through missionary work and missionary activity, especially here in the United States. So a few years ago, I wanted to give my high school students an opportunity, an experience of missionary activity. And so what I did was I took them to Gallup, New Mexico. Gallup, New Mexico is one of the poorest dioceses in the United States. It's one of the largest, actually, as well. It's about 55,000 square miles. It covers parts of New Mexico and parts of Arizona. And so what I did was I took a group of high school students on a mission trip to Gallup, and we worked with the Little Sisters of the Poor, which is a French community of sisters who run homes for the elderly. And we also worked with the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa's sisters. Mother Teresa's sisters, they are in Gallup. They run a homeless shelter and a soup kitchen for men, many of whom are Navajos. They also have a convent on the Navajo reservation itself. And you wouldn't believe, as you can probably guess, their alcoholism. Alcoholism is a big problem in the diocese. Also, the suicide rate is very, very high. As soon as the Missionaries of Charity went to the reservation, as soon as they established a convent and a church on the reservation, the suicide rate was cut in half. It's amazing, the presence of these sisters in the Diocese of Gallup. It's amazing what it can do, the good and the joy and the peace that it can bring. And so, friends, this is why I'm here today, is to speak to you about the missionary activity and the needs in Gallup, New Mexico. And also, just to let you know that the Cathedral of Dodge City has agreed to support the Diocese of Gallup. So there's not going to be another collection taken up, but the money that you contribute to the collection is and will be part of it. A portion will be sent to the Diocese of Gallup for charitable works. The Diocese of Gallup, in her mission to spread the gospel, finds herself in a unique situation. Because of the geographical expanse, the largeness of the diocese, the shortage of priests, and the poverty, many times to bring the faith to the people of God can be very difficult. Blessed John Paul II, one time, he wrote an encyclical called The Church in America. And when he discussed the church in America, North America, and the United States, he discussed four key concepts. And I just briefly like to hit on those. The first one is that here in the church in America, We need a living encounter with Christ. Within the Diocese of Gallup, this living encounter with our Lord is evident in the people because they are in need. They need Jesus to be brought to them. In the Diocese of Gallup, there are nearly 62,000 Catholics, and we find three distinct and interwoven cultures: Caucasian, Hispanic, and Native American. And among the Native Americans, there are seven different reservations within the diocese. Seven different reservations. There are 52 parishes, and there are 32 missions. They are able to stay open, but less than 40% has a resident pastor. The second area of concentration that Blessed John Paul II discusses is conversion. Conversion. Gallup has always been a hot spot for conversion ever since its beginnings as a diocese. In the 17th century, there were Franciscan friars. They came to the diocese to establish missions. And people have been converting to the true faith, the Catholic faith, ever since. Since that time, Catholic missionaries have continued to spread the faith throughout the land. Today, there are numerous baptisms, confirmations, first communions, and marriages. But this can only be accomplished as an act of communion with Holy Mother Church. Communion is the third area that John Paul II discusses. Communion with the Church, her priests, religious brothers and sisters, and the laity, all working together to make disciples of all peoples. There are only 20 active priests in the Diocese of Gallup, and there's a number of retired priests. And so, unfortunately, it is very difficult for the priests to get to every parish on the weekends, on Sunday. And it's very difficult for them to travel even to the remote missions because it is 55,000 square miles of land. But this brings us to the fourth area that John Paul II discusses, and that is solidarity, being one with our brothers and sisters and look in providing for their needs. Since priests are necessary to preach the word of God to us and to celebrate the sacraments, which gives us life, in a spirit of solidarity, several dioceses around the world have brought their priests to Gallup to serve the people of God. In the last 10 years, there's been one man ordained to the priesthood. But thanks be to God, more young men are excited and answering God's call to the priesthood. Now there are 5 seminarians studying for the Diocese of Gallup. A final area of solidarity, providing for the needs of our brothers and sisters, is financial. While rich in culture, the Diocese of Gallup is one of the poorest financially in the country. It actually qualifies as a mission diocese, which is very, very rare. The poorest counties of Arizona and New Mexico can be found within Gallup's borders. And nearly 20 parishes in the diocese, their annual Sunday collection is less than $20,000 a year. For this reason, the Diocese of Gallup asks for monetary assistance, which you have provided in the past and will be, thanks be to God, providing here very soon. This assistance is used in spreading the gospel, in carrying out the new evangelization. It will be also used to repair and to rebuild churches and missions which have fallen into disrepair. The missionary work began about 400 years ago, and it's been marked by 3 extraordinary and holy people. The first was St. Catherine Drexel. St. Catherine Drexel built missions and schools on the Navajo reservations. Second, the servant of God, Pope Pius XII. He visited this area prior to becoming pope. And during his visit, he inquired about the circumstances of the local Indian tribes and the difficulties of evangelizing in such remote areas. And so as a result, the Diocese of Gallup was the first diocese that Pope Pius XII established when he became pope. The first diocese he established in his papacy in 1939. And finally, in more recent times, Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, she visited Gallup twice. And she established the convents of her missionaries of charity there in two locations, one in Gallup and one on the Navajo Reservation, as I mentioned earlier. Brothers and sisters, as a mission diocese, Gallup is unable to properly maintain evangelization efforts and minister to the spiritual needs of the people without assistance from outside sources. And so on behalf of the people and the bishop and the priests of the Diocese of Gallup, we appreciate the support. The support that we have received from you in the past, and we want to thank you for your continued financial support for our missionary efforts. May it be so. God bless you.